This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we've been looking at how technology is changing the way we read. We've talked with reporters, academics, authors, and librarians. But one of the ways we love to learn about technology is from you guys. We got an email this week from an eye doctor in upstate New York. His patients suffer from a variety of issues that interfere directly with their ability to read. And over the last 5 years, he's been building an app called Spotlight Text. Dr. Howard Kaplan, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Ben.
Spotlight Text, how does this work?
Once you make text digital, you can kind of make it do what you want it to do. And Spotlight Text changes the text to adapt to the reader. So the text actually can move. The font size can get extremely large, much larger than what's commercially available. And it can even talk.
And that matches different eye issues people might have?
Correct. Let's take a disease like retinitis pigmentosa, which creates tunnel vision. In the app, we actually stream the text in only one line. So a book is reduced entirely to one line, and that text just streams through this tiny little tunnel of vision, and it makes it much easier for these patients to read.
Do you feel like the digital space has really opened things up for some of the kind of patients that you have?
Absolutely. The revolution in e-books really can hopefully fulfill the promise of universal access, and that's what I was trying to do with the app. A patient that I operated on when they were a premature baby, I ended up operating on the grandfather 10 years later, and I showed the mother of the baby, who's no longer a baby, who's now 10 years old, the app, and his vision was limited because of his prematurity, but with the app, he was able to read Harry Potter, and I was pretty excited by that.
Dr. Howard Kaplan is a retina specialist, and he built the Spotlight Text app. Doctor, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Ben.